Well, the game hasn't really settled yet, but as I say, this is a 3G pitch, very dissimilar to the Hyde pitch. This is a pitch really that you have to be used to, opposed to you can go to Hyde and you can play on that pitch. It's a great pitch at Hyde. Here, it's to give you an idea, I mean, they actually were watering it before the game extensively, as the ball now far right hand side has an opportunity. They get straight past FC United. It's going to be 1-0. And Jack Emmett there, well, he left Kay couldn't keep up with him, and no one else came across. And the early spoils on 7 minutes go to Harrogate. Well, that's poor defending, really. Kay lost his man.
Yeah, it's disappointing, because I was just thinking that we're starting to match them, you know, in the midfield areas, closing down the space. But they found a lovely ball through, and the pace of Emmett was the key there. He's got through his man too easily, but once he has got past, there was only one answer, and Emmett was sorting that away.
Anyway, free kick to the home team, ball towards the back post, decent ball again, goes across everybody, and on the post, and a goal. Well, everyone waited with bated breath to see whether or not that was going away from goal, but it hit the inside of the post, bounced in, and again, FC United undone by a simple goal. That's a decent ball again. It's headed away by Irwin. Picked up by Thompson at the edge of the area. Plays it back to Leasley again. Leasley can't be afforded to put that ball into the penalty area. And it's dealt with well by FC United. But the first time shot comes in. 3-0. It just fell kindly out of nothing for George Thompson. He's hit it with a rocket. And it's into the back of the net. And again, unfortunately, on any other pitch, that's not going to happen. But it just rolled away. That is unfortunate, but what a finish!
It was a fantastic finish. We know what George Thompson can do, and he's had a few of them this year. He's reacted quickest as it's come. He's did it perfectly.
FC ball right hand side. FC lose out and seen in the ball chip down the left hand side. Lovely ball to Emmett. Emmett now. Racky off the ball incident there. The ball comes across everyone, and that sums everything up. Racky was pushed off the ball and the referee couldn't see it. The ball came across, no one there. FC United's Sam Baird tries to clear his lines, it hits his goalkeeper, bounces back, and there is a Harrogate player just to kick it in from half a yard. But the referee completely and utterly didn't see that he pushed it, thrown off the ball there, Racky, when he was chasing back there. Referee not interested, and it's Thompson who gets his second there. But again, that's just a schoolboy.
Yeah, it is.
It's a free kick to the home team. The ball whipped towards the back post. Ball comes across. This could be five. It is five, straight for FC's goalkeeper, and five. And the chance from grown men of easy, really. Just tell you exactly what it is all about. Simple passing for the home team. Thompson into the penalty area now. It's a good passage of play. He'll get the shot away if he can. And he's just dallying Tilly. Can he get 5-6-0? Four for Thompson. Well, they allowed him. And you know what he's going to do. And if you don't close him down and you don't put a challenge in, then he's going to score. He's done that. It's 6-0. And, well, they surpassed their record against FC.
Yay!
Yeah, I think you could see that coming, because he was on his own entering the 18-yard box, and he shouldn't be allowed that space and time, and you could see him jinxing. Frank Bowler's tried to stand him up best he could. He wasn't sure of putting a challenge in that area, but as soon as he got the ball in the box, I could see it going in.
George Thompson, the mighty vegan of Harrogate, with a Viking beard and a diet of plant-based food.